An appeals court dealt a blow to the federal health care law this week, ruling that only individuals who purchase insurance through state-established exchanges are eligible for premium subsidies. That's an argument that Oklahoma officials have long made in their own legal challenge of the Affordable Care Act. The appellate judges reversed a lower federal court ruling, directing that court to vacate an Internal Revenue Service rule the circuit court said misinterpreted part of the law relating to the subsidies. Attorney General Scott Pruitt called the ruling in favor of a group of small business owners a victory for Oklahoma and other states that have sued over the law. Oklahoma challenged the measure in 2011. Pruitt said the ruling gives him confidence that Oklahoma's lawsuit will ultimately prevail. The state's lawsuit is pending in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Oklahoma. In the present case, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled that health insurance bought through exchanges established by the federal government don't qualify for subsidies. If it stands, the decision could affect billions of dollars in subsidy payments. The case was filed by a group of businesses in states that didn't establish exchanges. Only 14 states in the District of Columbia have set up their own exchanges, with federal exchanges in 36, including Oklahoma. The government argued that in enacting the ACA, Congress clearly intended to make premium tax credit available through exchanges in all states. The appeals panel disagreed, saying that the federal health care law unambiguously restricts the subsidy to insurance purchased on exchanges established by a state. The court said that under the federal government's argument, the IRS rule would extend the law's individual and employer mandates, giving them broader effect than they would have if credits were limited to state exchanges. Among those effects, the court said, the IRS rule significantly increases the number of people who must purchase health insurance or face a penalty, affecting businesses in a like manner through an employer mandate with stiff penalties attached. In other words, according to the D.C. court, a federal exchange is not an exchange established by the state, and the rule does not authorize the IRS to provide tax credits for insurance purchased on federal exchanges. The court stayed its ruling until 7 days after disposition of petition for rehearing or for a hearing before the full court. Now, as has tended to be the case with federal courts addressing the health care law, I must issue this caveat. On the same day the D.C. Circuit issued its ruling, another federal appeals court, the Fourth Circuit, upheld the IRS rule, which probably means the ACA is due for another trip up the line to the U.S. Supreme Court. I am Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.